Sarah 90 years of age, found she had conceived a child. She laughed and laughed, then jealous Sam Hagar, her handmaid to the wild. Abraham, his heart was grieved, for Ishmael also was his son. He sent them to the wilderness, but wept in secret when they'd gone. She laid her boy beneath a bush, then knelt a bow shot's length apart. I cannot bear to watch him die, for it would surely break my heart. An angel spoke to her and said, "Fear not, God hears your infant's cry." She dried her tears, looked up and found there she was well before her eyes. Take and bind your only son, the Lord said unto Abraham, and burn him as an offering. The old man whispered, "Here I am." They journeyed to Moriah's hills. He took fire and knife in hand, strapped the wood on Isaac's back, and went to do the Lord's command. Alone together they walked on, the second test of Abraham. Icy fire, knife and wood, Isaac asked, "Where is the lamb?" Again we're on Moriah now, in this time of fear and grace. On the altar all we love, exiled all we dare not face. What angel now will stay our hand, with Isaac stretched upon the stone, while Ishmael, banished from the tents, becomes an archer in Paran? What if the angel never comes? What if this war is never won? And the enemy we fight and fear reveals the face of our own son. Will we fail this hardest test and find at last that we have slain the better angels of our souls, while Abraham in secret weeps again?